Question 70, and I will read the question. Okay, the question is, what is forbidden in the fifth commandment? And the fifth commandment forbiddeth the neglect of or doing anything against the honor and duty which belongeth to everyone in their several places and relation. I want to start by going back to the fifth commandment. Okay, let's start at the beginning. It's in Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. That's the fifth commandment. And then in Romans 13:8, Paul extends that principle of submission to authority. And I'm going to read Romans 13:1-8. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, custom to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. There are other places in the scripture where the principle of submitting to authority is commanded. It's not a suggestion. So we need to take that very seriously. Thank you.